Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Good readings and welcome to Trends with Benefits. Thanks again to our friend Andrew Clotworthy for doing that theme song for us. I hope that we still use it in years when all of the trends referenced in it are long forgotten.
You know, we should ask him to do new trends every so often.
I don't know.
You just want to talk about the dress.
I just want to keep talking about the dress.
What color did you see?
I can't remember.
White and gold or blue and black?
I think I saw blue and black.
You're wrong.
What? Don't bring up all these old...
See, and we can't have these conversations with the new theme.
We got to get the dress out of the theme. Okay, I'll talk to him about it.
Okay. I'll probably, in defiance, continue to play the old one.
Okay.
No. Thanks. Welcome to Trends with Benefits. It's the show where we are just explorers on the World Wide Web looking at what's trending right now at the moment that we're recording. A show and... I'm Gabe Dannon and I'm here with my co-host, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi, it's me, your friend Agata. And we have a very special guest with us.
Oh my God.
I'm already overwhelming you. She's a friend of ours that we met through UCB. She works on TV show sets, and she is Allie Monroe. Hi, thanks for coming.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yay. Yay. We're really excited to have you.
Oh my God.
It's always fun to have people from a UCB background on the show because it gets a little wild and crazy, right, guys?
Yeah,
sure.
That classic improv crazy experience.
Yeah.
You want to have people who are able to go off the cuff because you never know what we're going to say.
It gets a little controversial sometimes.
Can't wait to weigh in.
But I do want to say it's not that kind of show. I've mentioned it before in the last episode. We can get raunchy, but let's keep it safe. Yeah,
okay.
Let's keep it safe.
I meant political opinions and stuff. You know, we get...
Oh, I'm into that.
Yeah.
You want to talk politics?
Well, I mean, you did say right before we went on mic that you are voting for Trump. So,
oh, okay,
Can you explain that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're Canadian, correct? So
true.
You're not going to vote.
Yeah.
So fuck you.
What? That's how you treat the people that enter your country legally?
Trump's going to make America better. These are the views of me and not Trends with Benefits, LLC.
Thank you for saying that, because people are going to try to sue us.
Okay. And I did do all that work in incorporating us and getting all the LLC paperwork in, so I do appreciate you having that respect.
Yeah.
Allie, do you consider yourself someone who knows what's trending? Do you have your finger on the pulse?
I know what's trending with the celebrities that I personally follow, but then probably don't know what's trending more globally.
What kind of celebrities do you follow? I mean, who do you follow? That was a weird...
I'm big into Gillian Anderson and Carrie Fisher.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Older, I guess, white ladies that have television careers where they maybe played a cult icon. I'm trying to think of some others. Jennifer Aniston. I'm a big Jennifer Aniston fan.
Is she big on Twitter?
On Twitter, but I do keep up with her life.
Angela Lansbury? Is that too old?
No, I love Angela Lansbury. That was one of my first things that I loved very much because she did a lamb chop special that my mom used to put on and then go to sleep. That was called Go to Sleep. It was called My Mom Needs to Go to Sleep, and it was a musical.
What?
And then I watched Bev Dubs and Broomsticks, and then I was the world's biggest Angela Lansbury fan for 5 years.
Awesome. Is she on Twitter?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I did see someone retweet a picture of her today, and maybe, and then actually this disproves my thing because I didn't look into it further, but I was at work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we get it. You like to keep up with the stars of today. The stars of today and yesterday.
Today and yesterday. Gillian Anderson recently became a star of today again, though.
True. I will say. True.
She is lovely, I will say. I find her great. To be great.
She is great.
Yeah.
And let it be known on the record, those are your thoughts. Thoughts of Trends with Benefits, LLC.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah. If anyone's going to sue us about Gabe's love of Gillian Anderson, don't do it. Because he specifically said it was him.
She's great.
Strong agree.
I'll try and get it into the charter, but I don't know. We've got all kinds of things that are, I'm sure, trending out there. Sorry to spring this on you at this point, Allie, but on Trends with Benefits, we do have a robot.
Oh, that's right.
We forgot to tell you about her.
And you mentioned before the show that you've never seen Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I have not.
So this may not mean much to you, but her name is Robo Laura Hall, and she is the robotic version of Laura Hall, who is the piano accompanist on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Okay.
And I built her in my in my computer lab.
And she's really, like, rude and sassy, and sometimes she flirts with our guests. I don't know what she's feeling like today, but you guys can meet, I guess. I don't know how to do an introduction between human and... Okay.
Yeah. I do frequently
My name is Robo Laura Hall.
You want to go again?
Hello, my name is Robo Laura Hall.
Okay. Go ahead. Let's do this bit.
What's a bit?
She doesn't get jokes either. That's okay. It's a big part of her
personality. Is that a big part of her real life personality? On Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I would like to think that
we don't know anything about her. She just plays the piano.
I would like to think that I really captured her essence.
But really all you have is a name.
All I have is a name. Okay, cool. And, you know, a look.
Bring her out and be, like, asking her questions or anything. Like,
but she looks really cool. She'll have, like, a leather jacket.
Is she, like, a cool older white lady that I can follow?
You would love her!
Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta follow her what she was about to say, and maybe she'll answer.
Oh, okay.
What was that, Robo Laura?
I'm a real nice older white lady robot.
She's sucking up to you. That's the gist of it.
Seems like we are going to be friends, though.
Yeah, well, feel free, but also don't trust her, because she will stab you right in the back, if it benefits her. And I say that out of a place of experience.
I love Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, my God. I watched so many hours of Murder, She Wrote as a kid with my grandma.
It's a great show. I actually haven't seen it in probably at least 12 years.
I'm pretty sure they're all on Netflix. I have never seen it.
They are all on Netflix. One of my dear...
It holds up.
It's not just believable that there's a murder in the same small town every single week.
Yeah, the same small town in Maine.
She lives in the closet here, and then I guess we have a little TV for her to watch Netflix as she pleases. But
did you hear about the new Netflix app that's like all the country's Netflix apps in one app? It's so fucking cool.
Because I went to Canada recently and I got a totally different Netflix.
Canadian Netflix is way better than American Netflix. I just scrolled through and it's so much better.
Right. They had a ton of stuff we didn't have.
A ton of stuff. But now we do have it. It's legal also, which seems crazy. Yeah, it's Smartflix. It's like an Apple app. Yeah, I think
like Canadian Murder, She Wrote.
They have Canadian Murder, She Wrote on Canadian Netflix.
Is that what they have?
it is. Yeah, they have Canadian versions of all of our shows. It's like legally they
Who's
can't
in
air
Canadian American Murder, She Wrote? Laura? Is your name Laura?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. You tell me.
It's probably...
I don't know American Murder, She Wrote, so...
It's Who's the Canadian Angela Lansbury? Nathan Fillion?
Probably. Prime Minister Trudeau? Is that his name?
He's such a dreamboat, right, guys?
Don't know enough about politics to weigh in on Canada stuff.
Nobody knows what he looks like?
No.
Everybody Google him. And I'm talking to the listeners right now. Google him. He's a beautiful man, and he's a feminist, and he's like...
Is he truly a beautiful man? Can you describe a celebrity that you think he looks like?
That...
Because types are different.
True. True. He kind of looks like Nathan Fillion.
He does!
I don't know if it's just because you just said his name, but...
Yeah, he's got
No,
like
you're
a...
full on right.
They've got a similar nose, I would say.
Yeah.
I'm not into it, but it's not, like, amazing to me.
White guy, brown hair.
Yeah.
Ask Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask Gotta may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta. Board certified addiction medicine.
Still don't like what that implies. I feel like, you know, I'm a qualified professional.
I think I'm just covering our legal bases by bleeping out all the words that imply that you're actually licensed as a professional.
Okay, well, this is going to come in handy when all the lawsuits come in, yeah. So I get
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's LLC lawsuits.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of many.
I have taken steps to limit our liability.
Yeah.
I don't want you shitting all over the hard work I've done.
Is that, were you making a joke because LLC is what that stands for?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
What's up? What kind of Robolora Hall?
Yeah, Robolora Hall does things on the show like read questions and the kind of
we
stuff
make
that
her
we
work.
Don't want to do.
We make her work. She gets that little TV and a little bit of food every 3 or 4 weeks.
What food?
It's just like a mashed potato.
Where are you putting it?
She has a little slot in the front. We've established this in the process of filming the show. She has a weird little slot in the front, and that's where the potato goes.
Right.
I love my mashed potato slot.
Hey, she's just telling you how it is. Don't let her read her question.
I'm glad she likes it.
We also keep her in the same closet that we keep Louis Kibble in. So I've started to notice that those
that Kibble's going missing.
Yeah, and the bag has big like metal chomp marks in it.
So the slot opens with teeth yes. and bites on that bag. Cool.
Yes. Like
I'm a little bit concerned that like Laura's a sign of the singularity and that she's just stuck in this podcast room and no one's really like watching out if Whoa. She's got teeth chomping a dog food bag.
I feel like you're addressing some issues that we just gloss over every week, you know? We don't want to think too hard about it because she does seem to be getting a little bit more self-aware every week. She gets like a little, she gets an attitude with us. And
that is a sign of the singularity.
Yeah.
So maybe watch out.
Yeah. Getting sassy and getting horny. Yeah.
Maybe send like a memo to the CIA, the NSA.
Yeah.
Someone let them know what's coming. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we are a show about what's trending, and that includes what's trending in technology. So we always want to be on the cutting edge.
And if the NSA is listening to this right now, I just want to say...
Thanks for the download.
I love you.
I think if you say NSA enough times, the NSA does listen to whatever it is.
They're already listening, like, everywhere, right? All of our phones. They're already open,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
What else is up?
Yeah, let's hear this question.
This question is from Social Media Mopes. Hi, Gotta. First of all, you are great. Second of all, my question. I feel like people don't like my posts on social media. I use Facebook and Instagram, and sometimes I'll post something that I think is downright hilarious, but I only get a few likes. How do I get more likes on Facebook and Instagram?
Ooh, this is a... I feel like this is right in your wheelhouse, Agata.
Yeah. Great question. First of all, thanks for saying I'm great. I think so, too. I mean, I'm really cool. I mean, what, it's not relevant, okay. But... yeah, I think you're great, too. How do you get more likes on social media? Good question. Good question. First of all, if you're talking about, like, you're making jokes, you just got to make a ton of jokes. You got to just be, like, everything that you come across is a joke. But if you're talking, like, you post a picture of yourself and nobody likes it, then that means that nobody likes you, right?
Well, he or she said that...
he or she?
He or she said that they... thought that their posts were downright hilarious. So I think
jokes. We're talking jokes. Okay, we're talking jokes. Well, I mean, it takes a while. You got to build an audience. You got to get people to expect funny jokes out of you. And it's not easy. It takes a while. You do it, and you just stick to it until you're dead.
But they're also not in a comedy community.
That's true, yeah.
Because my high school friends aren't liking my jokes that I post on Facebook.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah. Although,
And none of them are probably funny. So, you know, like, yeah. They don't understand.
Oh. Well, this begs an interesting question. Maybe you should be making posts that are, like, catering to your high school friend audience. Ooh. You know, making jokes and references to times you hung out once with your friends.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
I think go more global. Like, don't just limit yourself to friends, because then you're only going to get those likes. Like, reference prom, right. Reference homecoming, referencing
right.
really
class.
Memorable football games, teachers you hated,
teachers you had a crush
you loved.
On.
Oh. Yeah.
You're just going to shift your audience from one side of the room to the other. Do you think Facebook and Instagram are, like, the prime... social media platforms for jokes, or is Twitter?
Jokes are on Twitter. Yeah.
Twitter's the joke.
I mean, Facebook is, like, mostly for old people now. Like, it has moved over.
I think that's true.
It is. No, it really is. Like kids, I don't mean, like, super old. I mean, like, kids, like, teenagers, they don't use it at all.
Right.
So it's...
But, like, our age is still on Facebook.
We're still on Facebook because we're still connected to all these people. But, like...
Young people don't know anybody.
No, they do. It's crazy. I have friends with little brothers and stuff. They get like 500 likes on every Instagram post because they're all just liking each other's Instagram.
500?
It's insane.
That's crazy.
Ugh. That's a good idea. Break into that community of little kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good idea. Yeah. So target your content to be for teenagers. Because that's the future.
Yeah, that or just friend a bunch of kids and then tag them in your posts or
tag
your
them
jokes
in your posts.
So that they have to like your post.
Great idea. Way to go, July. Hey,
thank you.
Also, another alternative, you can just buy a bunch of fake followers.
Oh,
you know?
So,
that's true. Yeah.
You look cool. Everyone sees your follower number.
I think
number.
You can only do that on Twitter and Instagram, though.
True.
And
this
person seems to be primarily concerned with Facebook.
Well, luckily there are a lot of kids out there, so you can friend as many as you want, and
Facebook
it's free.
Facebook's on the way out, like I said, so, I mean, don't worry about it. Go to Snapchat.
What if your joke is longer than Twitter will allow, or how Snap...
Take a screenshot and then post it if it's a really long joke.
Okay.
That is what I do if my joke is too long for Twitter. I post it on Facebook.
I do the same thing.
Everyone from comedy likes it and no one from my real life.
Yeah, they look at it and they say, what the fuck is this? And they keep scrolling. That's my high school experience. I have people that I assume are on my friends list because they just wanted to check in on what I was doing, but they're probably horrified by my life, which is okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm horrified by their lives, you know?
Do you think it would help if, because I feel like I post some the occasional solid joke on Twitter, and I don't have very many followers, so I don't get very many.
How
likes.
Many followers do you have?
Like 150.
Okay.
Would it help if I, like, took a picture of myself laughing and posted it along with the joke?
I like this.
I mean,
I like this.
I think maybe it's like a bit for like 10 tweets and no more.
10 in a row or
two? Yeah. No, or like spaced out like one a week.
Okay. One a week. You could go 10 weeks.
Yeah, go 10 weeks.
Yeah. And you could also like you could post the joke and then you could reply to the joke with you laughing.
Maybe like twice a week actually for like 10 weeks.
I think that's
20, that's but 20. I think that it's a solid bit.
Okay. You're on board. Okay.
Maybe go to an elementary school and like wait till the kids come out and then take a picture of you laughing with a bunch of kids around you.
Yeah. Do that.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like we've covered this topic.
Yeah, you've
really
given
thoroughly.
Some solid advice as per occasionally.
I am a good advice giver.
And yeah, so thanks.
People believe me and trust me, Gabe.
Social media mopes, was that the name?
That yep. person really liked her. Yeah. They opened their post with that. Yeah.
And honestly, I don't want to be like rude or anything, but everyone who writes into me should be starting off with a compliment. At least say that you like my work or you think I'm cool, you know?
Okay.
That's at the very least.
I don't want to limit people from writing in.
Mm-hmm. I'm just, okay, you're right. If you're going to write in, maybe consider just throwing in your favorite thing about me.
Anyway, if you want your question answered on this segment, Ask Agata, you can. We have many methods by which you can do that. You can go to our website, twb.cool/ask, or you can call our voicemail hotline at
432-AGATA.
Hi.
Oh my God.
That was the first time we did that.
Child-friendly search engine, Kittle, launched.
Sounds like Kittle is the name of a new child-friendly search engine.
Kittle?
You got that right, Gabe.
Ugh. Okay. Kittle. That's a strange name, but I guess it's like Google Kid. So what does it do? It filters out naughty stuff?
It filters out all the naughty stuff. There's a cool little robot.
What's the point?
What's the point? It's for kids.
It's like if your 7-year-old son types boobs into the internet, boobs won't come up.
That sounds like a world I don't want to live in.
Well, boobs would come up, but it wouldn't show any images of boobs. It would just have the definition of boobs.
What's the definition of boobs, Julie?
Well, it's
mammary glands, probably.
Well, there's a bird called a boob.
That's
maybe
what
that's
I, yeah.
what it would come up.
Well, let me go to Kittle right now and see what pops out.
I'm doing it live.
Try vagina, too, because I want to know.
Try vagina.
Okay, it says oops, try again. The cute little robot.
Oops.
It is a cute interface.
Yeah, it is very cute.
It says the same thing for vagina.
Now try something normal.
That's kind of gross that they don't like give the scientific explanation of what a vagina is when you type in vagina.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like I understand not doing like porn gifs.
Type in chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, look at all those nuggets.
Type in Jillian Anderson. I just want to see. Okay. Yeah,
there she is.
But like old pictures of her, those aren't her real Google search.
I want to see the final list of banned words from Kittle, you know? Like what
OJ murdered. But just do OJ. Try OJ trial.
OJ.
OJ trial does come
there
up, but
is.
OJ murder does not come up.
Mm. I think maybe murder is a trigger word,
I
you
think
know?
Murder prep. Try knife.
Try knife.
The rest knife of the show out. Is just going to be us suggesting horrible things to type into Kittle.
Okay, so basically it's sheltering children from the truth.
Try a butt plug.
Try like the NSA. I am curious. Like
no, butt plug's a no-go.
Yeah, come on, you guys.
NSA shows up. Oh. So, hi,
what
NSA.
About like conspiracy?
Do 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, just do 9/11.
Yeah, kids know about
9/11. Conspiracy.
Woody Allen.
Ooh, I do want to know for you. Polanski.
Oh, yeah.
Woody Allen should not come up.
It doesn't seem bad.
I can't believe vagina comes up or does not come up yeah, and I Woody know. Allen comes up. I know, right? That's unfeminist.
I think it's fucked up.
Oh, naughty. Nothing comes up when I put naughty.
All right. Can we get the Kittle developers?
Try XX like the chromosome, but I want to know if it cuts it off because it's 2/3 of XXX. Mm-hmm. Very interesting, you guys.
They're banning chromosomes.
Yeah, they're this. Ooh, try abortion.
Oh, no. Definitely.
Actually, wait. Just try pro-choice or like pro-life. Sorry, and then I'll stop. But I am.
It worked. Pro-life worked.
Wait, definitely try pro-choice if pro-life worked.
Try the Catholic Church.
Oh, both okay. of them are up. Both of them are up. They're not taking political sides. They made it clear with a robot.
The okay. movie Spotlight appears. Oh, okay. That's what you meant by Catholic Church.
Right. Okay, so we have found that the search engine has outsmarted all of us. So I think it works great for kids, too, because they're not as smart as us. So I think we can give the official Trends with Benefits LLC stamp of approval to Kittle.com.
Yeah. I'm on board.
I'm not on board. It didn't show current pictures of Jillian Anderson.
All right. Let's get some more pictures of her up.
Wait. Let's ask Robalora Hall what she thinks about this.
Okay. Robalora Hall, what do you think about Kittle.com?
Just use my search engine. It's in my slot.
In your mashed potato slot.
Yes.
Okay. I had no idea that you programmed a search engine in there.
Is it like you sent? Is it like a fax?
You know, I did all of the programming and like putting together on a very
yeah
very
you don't
late
know a lot
like,
about this thing that you made.
Yeah, I feel like it was one of those things where I got this fit of inspiration and I kind of blacked out for a while, so there are always these new features popping up. Features, bugs, I mean, how do you even know the difference, right?
Great cue.
Cool joke that I don't get.
It's a programmer joke.
Yeah, I get it.
No.
It's a regular joke.
It's a regular joke.
Mark Hamill says Luke Skywalker could be gay.
Skywalker.
Lots.
What?
Lots?
She's saying what?
What? Skywalker. Okay.
Laura might have missed an H when she typed it in.
I don't think. No, we can see what she's about to say from her slot interface.
She pushes out potatoes. Right. We don't know what that means. But Skywalker.
How are we supposed to recover from that and talk about this like mature adults?
I'm excited to talk about this.
Right.
Yeah.
He might be gay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who said it?
Skywalk.
Mark Hamill, the person who plays him.
Okay.
The original Skywalk.
Yeah, the original Skywalk.
Okay, so I mean, I don't find that hard to believe at all. Mm-mm. I think, well,
he had that weird sexual tension with his sister, and right. like, if you're just confused about your sexuality, you might be attracted to someone that you're related to as like a fake thing that you're just trying to figure stuff out.
That's a theory.
That's my theory.
I mean, like, that's the moment he figures it out, right?
When yeah, probably.
That classic scene. Brother
yeah,
and sister.
he was never like the like in strong contention for like the strong romantic lead with
Leia.
I guess because she was his sister.
They didn't like conceive of it that way though. Oh, okay. They were like seeing where the audience landed. I know a lot about Star Wars. They were seeing where the audience landed.
Give us the inside scoop. Yeah, we're into it.
That's all the inside scoop.
Like they did it, and they wanted to see.
They did in A New Hope, even up in Empire Strikes Back. Mm-hmm. They still didn't know that they were siblings. Like they wouldn't have had her kiss him like that to make Han jealous.
Interesting. So why did they choose to do that then?
Like some clunky storytelling, maybe. Right. They also chose to do the exact same movie as the first movie in Return of the Jedi in terms of like plot.
Yeah.
Once more. Although I will say Return of the Jedi is my favorite movie.
Really?
Even though it's the worst. It's not the worst Star Wars.
Because of
the
Ewoks.
I like all of it.
You like all of it.
I don't know.
When he gets unfrozen at the beginning.
All great.
How did you feel about the new Star Wars?
I loved it.
Loved it. I thought it was cool. Like, I'm not a big Star Wars person, but I thought it was, like, fun and entertaining. And
did you like the 2000s ones? Prequels? No.
I hated them.
You hated them. Okay.
But because of casting,
I like Skywalker at the end of the movie.
Oh.
Wait, you said
that
his
was
name?
Oh. Extreme spoiler, Robolara.
I'm more surprised she pronounced Skywalker correctly. Well.
She pronounced it really well. That's exactly how you say Skywalker. She is learning.
I think her slot may be acting up.
We gotta get a few more potatoes in there. Okay, what else? What were you saying?
No, I like the new Star Wars too.
Yeah.
I have more because I was a Star Trek person when I was growing up. I have more faith in the direction of Star Wars than Star Trek right now.
Star Trek is a mess.
It's a mess.
What's going on with that? I didn't know that was a thing.
They're overriding all the character development they did over the course of many original seasons with just like random shit that J.J. Abrams was like vaguely interested in because he's not a... It's like when people make a parody of a genre that they don't really like.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Where you are like, you're not a fan of this, so you just hate it. Mm. But it's like that, but with a movie that they had him write and direct, which is crazy.
These are the views of our guest and not Trends with Benefits, LLC.
But I agree.
I liked J.J. Abrams. He's clearly a Star Wars fan because he did a great recapturing of the original series and regurgitation.
Mm-hmm. And I think the Star Trek franchise needs a big old dose of Worf. Let's get Worf back. July's Funny Pages. Oh, did you need to say something?
I just wanted to thank previous guest Darcy Carden for the theme song for this segment. This is the part of the show where I read a comic strip in full detail. And sometimes I'll let you guys guess what the final panel is. Allie, you got to choose which comic strip I read. Great. So I give you three choices.
Okay.
Marvin,
mm-hmm.
Family Circus,
mm-hmm.
or Drabble?
Family Circus, because I feel like I have the best chance of guessing what the last panel is on Family Circus.
Isn't it only one panel?
It's only one panel.
Yeah. All right.
So no,
guess it.
You can guess now.
He looks, there's a hole in it.
Good guess.
There's a hole in it. Good guess. Gabe, what's your guess?
My guess is that... the little kid is saying to his mom, I bet grandpa is looking down on us right now, smoking his cigar. And then they show grandpa up in heaven, smoking a cigar and giving thumbs up right at us.
Well, once again, I'm amazed because you got half of that correct.
Gabe always accurately guesses what's happening in all these comics.
Agata, your guess?
Family's running around a house. There's a dog. People are running late.
Okay, that's a guess.
Okay, I wanted to finish that.
Oh, you weren't done?
I guess I was.
Okay, So there is a little boy in this...
In this family circus in this family cartoon, circus. There's a little boy.
There's a little boy, and there's a, I'm guessing, his mother? Do you know a lot about family circus?
He knows everything.
I mean, I know as much as any comic fan knows.
I skimmed it on my way to Garfield.
Right. It's very wholesome.
Okay.
It's dad.
No abortion jokes in that one.
Love abortion jokes.
No. Yeah,
for real.
I mean, yeah, me too.
In a way, the whole comic is just one big abortion joke.
To not have the annoying kid in Family Circus.
So yeah, they have a family. The mom has short brown hair. Is that what you wanted to know?
Short black hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is it a circus because there's so many of them in the family? Is that why it's called Family Circus?
I think so. They're just always or are they, in the middle of something.
It's like the way Modern Family is called that because they're modern.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. So yeah, they're not...
Cell phones and stuff, right?
So yeah, they're not carnies or circus folk? Or...
No. July, I mean, you know, you have siblings.
Yes, I do.
I mean, living in a house with a bunch of siblings, mm-hmm, and, you know, well, it could be crazy.
I would even say it's
like a circus.
Yeah. I would even say that.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand now.
And sometimes it could be like walking a tightrope.
It's never like that for me. Okay, so there's a little boy with blonde hair. He's looking up at his mother, and he's saying something. They're both looking at a book. The book says Humpty Dumpty. Wait, there's still a part where you guys can guess, I guess.
We already guessed.
Well, you can guess what they say.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're reading this Humpty Dumpty book. What do you think they say?
Well, I mean, the classic joke that I always remember about Humpty Dumpty is, you know, they say all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again, but what are the horses going to do? Right? Like, they're no help. They just got these hooves.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, they're going to make that joke.
Okay. Allie, do you have a guess? Even though you've been looking at the... comic?
I actually didn't read any of it. I was trying to see. I was trying to see if I could find like something that I could call a hole in it. So I did not read any of it.
Mm-hmm. She was laser focused on her goal.
Yeah. Let's see. Humpty Dumpty. Naturally, they're trying to put it back together again. Maybe like whatever an egg doctor is. To put it back together again, you know what I mean?
Ovarian?
What are you saying? What are you saying?
An egg doctor?
An egg doctor.
An egg doctor. Yeah, like an OBGYN, but yeah, not really, because that's not what they do.
Yeah.
Right? Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so blonde son says to his mom, he should call a lawyer. I think he has a case against whoever built that wall.
Oh.
Oh.
Fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's dead because he's cracked. So it doesn't seem like he has the ability to
call
anyone.
Yeah, can't call anyone.
Mm-hmm. I guess you're right.
And you know what, little kid, if you think that that's where the story should go, why don't you just sit down at a typewriter and write it out yourself?
Yeah, get your typewriter out from the closet, dust it off, and get to writing.
Write Humpty Dumpty the courtroom drama. Boo, Family Circus.
You didn't like that one?
I didn't, sorry.
Okay, well, that was fine.
I bet that's an episode of Grimm.
Oh, what's Grimm?
It's a fairy tale show where they're cops. Right. Or the other one, whatever it is.
Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Is that the other one? Okay.
Fairy tale cops?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
It's a comic. Originally, Fable, and then Disney and NBC both did something similar to Fable, but not quite similar enough that they needed to buy the rights to Fable.
Oh, so they were doing an LLC thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every time they mentioned anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I just forgot.
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God.
That's Mike Mitchell of the Birthday Boys.
Grant.
He gave us July's outro. We had a lot of good people in this show, you know.
Yeah, we have.
And then this time.
No, you're on our list.
Yeah,
you're on our list.
You know, thanks, guys.
Anyone who's willing to come here and put up with this nonsense is way okay in my book.
Speaking of nonsense,
are you ready for a hoedown?
Okay, so this is the part of the show where we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown. Agata is currently
super into it.
Yeah, she's wearing her I Heart Hoedowns hat.
It's ironic.
I don't know. I feel like you're just playing with fire by wearing it to the podcast where we do a hoedown every week.
I thought
you'd
understand that it was ironic.
Nope. I'm taking it as your wholehearted endorsement of this segment.
Okay.
What we do is we do an improvised hoedown based on one of the things that we talked about in the show. What is the subject of our hoedown, Robo Laura Hall?
Star Wars.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, so we're going to be doing an old-fashioned Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about Star Wars. The epic saga of space and adventure.
Yes.
Okay.
Is this Laura Hall's piano music?
Yeah, great.
So I was on a space adventure with my friends R2-D2 and C-3PO. We went to a place called Hoth. It was so great. We all ate chicken broth.
That was good.
Star Wars is a TV show about which I love to talk. My premise is ruined already. I forgot what things are. That was a good one. I have another chance to do whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, Star Wars is a movie that only has Leia in it. That's all I know about Star Wars, even though I've seen Star Wars like easily 12 times and watched it like 12 times in December when I was depressed. Cool.
That was great.
Yeah.
It felt good.
A long time ago in a galaxy far away, I got on a spaceship and flew fast. Everybody that I know is in charge. Wookiees are real hairy and really, really large.
Really, really large.
Wow.
What a hoedown.
We
that
did it.
That would have been my worst hoedown performance of all time.
Sorry, no, that was my
good.
Fault.
No, it was no.
I totally believe Star Wars is a TV show.
I did too. No, I thought that was really funny, so we should definitely not record another one.
The only thing I was missing was your contribution, Agata.
Every hoedown I've ever done is garbage. Like, I've never done even, like, a mediocre one.
The point is not to excel. Obviously.
Yeah. You heard mine, right?
It's not
good.
Mine's never good, and it's never funny. Like, it has to be one or the other, right?
Yeah, I disagree. Yours are good and funny.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
As
you've never heard of mine.
As noted by your father, who says that you should be doing
the hoedowns. My father has very clearly said, "What the fuck is this hoedown? Why do you do it every episode?"
It's his favorite part of the show. Hello, I got his dad.
Hoopa, you guys met
yes,
him.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. In the line at UCB.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is a real hard ass, but he listens to every episode of the show. So, what's up?
Thanks for the download.
Yeah. And that's the same message we sent to the NSA. We mean that in the same way.
NSA. Yeah. Just to ping it for sure.
Yeah,
get at least 10 of those downloads of like the interns at the NSA that have to check out this podcast. Yeah. Again, they're at the NSA.
Yeah. You're at the NSA and you're loving your job. You think it's great that you were assigned to this podcast, and we appreciate you.
I bet they had a good time. Bet they learned a lot about how Mark Hamill feels about Luke Skywalker. Whacker.
Skywhacker. I love a good Skywhacker. What else is up?
Well, we've gotten to the end. We did the hoedown. I mean, I think we've covered just about everything that could possibly be trending right now.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of anything else.
And, you know, we solved some people's problems and we got to the funny pages, which was great. You know, I mean, this is the summary, baby. Go back and hear it again. Allie, and thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
It is officially the position of Trends with Benefits LLC that you were a terrific guest.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. And also, yeah, all of us individually, but especially the LLC.
Guys, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to plug or, you know, draw attention to? Or
no, I mean,
just something you've enjoyed lately?
Anything you worked on or anything you just like?
Yeah. I'd like stuff I like.
That's fine. Work on. Do whatever.
We plug.
Actually, yeah. You know what? No. I guess see Neighbors 2 in May, which I made some signs for. And then follow me on Twitter, at Monroe Alley. Like the president and the cultural icon.
Nice.
I love Neighbors 1,
by the way.
I love Neighbors 1, too.
We went to see it together, the three of us and Andrea, and it was very funny.
I was very depressed on that day, and it turned my day around.
And then I watched it again in theaters. I thought it was really funny.
I'll put it on the record that I did not have high expectations going into it.
No, I didn't either. I didn't either.
And then loved it.
Yeah, it was great. I saw it multiple times, and I think I'm going to go see number 2 for sure. Yeah.
Zac Efron.
Don't even talk about it.
I'll plug Baywatch. Zac Efron and The Rock, which we're fighting for him on time for, but I'm very excited for that movie.
Baywatch.
It's filming now.
Oh, I haven't heard about that, but it sounds great.
The news is out. It's very Bayrock starring Zac Efron and The Rock. Like, that's going to be so fun.
I'm on board.
Can't wait to see it.
Sign me up. Let's get that sign-in sheet over here. July, do you have anything to plug?
No, I'll give my plug to Robolore Hall.
As usual.
Fine, I'll plug something, but I want to give her a plug too. I'll plug this podcast.
Oh, thank you. I usually am the one who does that, so I appreciate you doing that for me. I can plug
We can double plug it.
Okay.
I want to plug my own safe search engine, Slot Search.
You built a website?
I really do think that the NSA needs to be notified about how quickly Robolore is doing stuff. Because it's like a little bit concerning because that must be hard. She made a whole search engine in like the 20 minutes.
And she's not very smart. She's not very smart. She
yes, hello,
up.
NSA.
Okay, now she's really sucking up.
I love you, NSA, and Fuller House.
NSA. I do think
those are related. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all get the connection.
Fuller House is an NSA production.
Yeah.
In association with Miller Boyette. Agata, do you have anything to plug?
I've been watching old seasons of The Good Wife. And
I love The Good Wife.
It's the best. Gabe has said it's his favorite show.
Josh Charles is the sexiest man alive. Like, absolutely.
Oh, ooh la la. I have been watching it for a long time, but I just recently have really gotten into it, and I think it's fucking amazing. I love it.
It's the best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's on Amazon Prime.
That's what I'm watching it on.
Oh, and it's on that Netflix app that I was talking about earlier. It's on maybe Netflix Canada or Netflix Australia. I swear to God, I was so excited.
Nice.
It's there.
I'm down.
Watch it, you guys.
I gotta look up this app. You know, you're ahead of us.
I've liked pretty much every episode I've seen except for the one where she has to she has to prosecute that wall on behalf of Humpty Dumpty.
Sometimes she's on the wrong side of the prosecution, you know, obvious.
So thanks again for all of you who downloaded and listened. We appreciate it.
Oh, watch Superstore, because I feel like that doesn't have enough people watching
it. I love that
and
show.
And it's so good.
I just watched it on the airplane. And, oh my God, I just saw the guy from Superstore at lunch today. He was at the Lion Hotel where I was eating lunch.
It's a great show.
With my coworkers. And I was staring at him. I was like, who is this guy? He looked very familiar.
You should have asked him. Who are
Ben
you?
Ben Feldman or Colton Dunn?
No,
the white guy or the black guy?
The white guy.
Okay.
Like the main guy.
He's also on Mad Men.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, whatever. But like, I saw it on the airplane, and I was like, "This is funny. There's a lot of UCB people on it.
It's super good."
I'll have to check it out. It's very funny. I always need a new TV show rec.
You gotta check it out.
Since I burned through all the seasons of Star Wars, season two is the best. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks again to Allie for coming, and we'll see you again next time. And as always, keep on grooving.
No, we
never said groovy that. Baby. Yeah, Randy always. Baby, right?
Yeah.
Austin Powers 2, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
That was a long time ago.
Not the Beyonce one. What's that one called?
That was Goldmember.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.